Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Boy, go brr up a pum pum. Give you some of this Cinnabon.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
It's your primitive, it's wearing yet. It's your primitive, it's wearing yet.
If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work it.
It's your primitive, it's wearing yet. It's your primitive.
that.
Come one, come all. We have the electric cures on the ill show. Traveling the four corners of the road, straight from the well, at that point of the hill, the remedy to your hell. Come Yahweh, come Joshua, come David, confrontation with the soul has come.
In the ways of God, Exodus, feel the vibes of the wrath of God. Broken biological, all God one. Systematic terror that's forever. Pig lost, but a legendary way better. The dark president, the dark sun resident will give more reason to impeach your president. And all the puppets in the ever square lay. Supporting 3Ks in America can weigh. So now a brother bears fruits and earth. Cause apple pie toxic and slurs my words. And how could I reach a black nation with vibrations, sensations like that? Designed to combat and even pen slap. Deserve a missionary to a happy off track. But heed is a lead is a positive sin. And you can't stop me, so let's not begin. So prepare your mind like an A to the M. From the Genesis to the Revelation end. Here comes the kick of the Exodus riff. It goes a little something like this. Check it out. 1, 2, 3, and a 3, 2, 1. Here comes the rhythm of the warrior's gun. Check out your mind to the God Tehan. As we begin with the warrior's flex. Yeah, feet to the fire and flow to the bum. I slow the game of all wicked mortal men. Try to play my mind, try to play me humdrum. But now it gets dumb, and here comes the sum. War, more war, and it's loud, proud, free. Sticky, freaky plans to deplete your speed. Now my attitude is worse than an AK. Clip never stopping when it's time to kick a spray. I tell you, Jimmy, Jimmy, judge. My brother won't budge. I even tip a little, cause that's how you get them. By God, now what's the brother do? I try to keep my fingers, but now I'm down to 2-1-0. Now crew shrewd, bad attitude, cause I have enough food. Next stage, they try to condemn me. But yo, I just be me, if it remains, it'll be. Freaky brave bees, birds stick the whole nine. Part of the vibe to the cosmic child. Not your clean-cut American, strictly African. My look is terrorist, what's the terrorist? Don't call me communist, I'm just a bro. Not new Jack or Joe, and freedom or death. This means I'm going for broke. That means my life is my death. An attitude should reflect. My attitude is cosmic, all gold, father respect.
The Exodus. Come forward, young rat. What ails you? You say the vow and your system rejects the feeling of rage. Take a spin. Ah, feel the surge. The red, the black, the green. Do your veins, do your heart. Come start with me.
Back from the peak of heaven, the depths of hell. If you feel voodoo, well, here's my spell. To teach my people and just rock well. Hey, very, very black. I hear some niggas talking about they paint the White House black. I blow the sucker up a center on the attack. And frontline, you'll find the government swine. Find themselves caught up in a bind. But when will you figure a vibe in the
You know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her. And we became good friends.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk NBA playoff basketball.
What's cracking, G-Money?
All right. Everything is everything in Gregoryville, right here in Las Vegas. And we want to talk about the NBA basketball season. The playoffs are getting real good right now. And I think they only have 4 teams left to play. 2 teams in the Eastern Conference and 2 teams in the Western Conference. So let's go through the teams in the Eastern Conference. It was the Boston Celtics playing the Philadelphia 76ers. And what happened with that series?
Well, your 76ers
I don't know what happened to them, but the Celtics came back with a win yesterday, and so Boston took that series 4-3. So now the Celtics move on to the semifinals, and those 76ers go home.
Yeah, man, my 76ers, they were down. Actually, they were up at halftime by 5 points. And I don't know what happened in the second half. They just shut down altogether. And they ended up getting beat by 28 points. They didn't even show up in the second half. I don't know what happened. But Boston Celtics have moved on for the fifth time in recent history. They will be playing for the Eastern Conference Championship. And it's funny because they've been to the Eastern Conference Championship 8 times in the last 8 years, and they haven't won. They've gotten beat by everybody else. They got beat by the Milwaukee Bucks when the Milwaukee Bucks won the championship 2 years in a row, and they got beat by the Toronto Raptors when the Raptors won the championship 2 years in a row, and they got beat by the Miami Heat, even though Miami didn't win the championship, but they won the Eastern Conference. So we're going to see if Boston is going to win the Eastern Conference. And who do they play now between the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks? What's that series going to play?
So the Miami Heat beat the New York Knicks, and they're in Game 6 on Friday. So the Miami Heat moves into the semifinals, and the New York Knicks go home. So in the East, it's the Celtics, the Boston Celtics, playing the Miami Heat.
Okay. Well, that should be a good series. I'm thinking that the Miami Heat is going to win the series because the last time they played against the Boston Celtics, they beat the Celtics. So we'll see what happens in the Eastern Conference, see if Boston's ready to defend its title. All right, well, let's go to the Western Conference. They have the Denver Nuggets playing the Phoenix Suns. And what happened with that series?
Well, let's see. Oh, the Denver Nuggets beat the Phoenix Suns. And so they the Suns go home, and the Denver Nuggets move up to the semifinals.
Okay, so Denver beat my Phoenix Suns, huh? So now the Denver Nuggets are going to be playing. They're the number one team in the West, so they should play a pretty good series since they are supposed to be the number one team in the West. All right, so they're going to be playing against the winner of the Golden State Warriors, who was the defending champion in the Western Conference. Actually, they were the defending champions for the NBA. So now they're playing against our Los Angeles Lakers. And what's going on with that series? The Los Angeles Lakers playing the Golden State, I mean, playing the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, the Lakers on Friday night, the Lakers beat the Warriors decisively. They beat them 122-101. So they sent the Warriors back to the San Francisco Bay Area with the tail between their legs. And the Lakers move on to the semifinals. So it's going to be the Lakers playing the Denver Nuggets in Denver tomorrow, and for game one of that for the conference finals. And it's going to be Miami Heat playing the Celtics in Boston on Wednesday for game one of that series.
Okay. Well, it looks like the Lakers are going to have their hands full. I hope they play a good basketball series because they kind of almost let the Golden State Warriors come back and win the series after they were up 3-1. Took them four games before they won game number four. So hopefully the Lakers are ready to play ball, and they're playing against the number one team in the West. And I don't know how good the Denver Nuggets are really going to be. But we'll see if the Lakers can stand their ground and win the Western Conference like I expect them to. This would be LeBron James' last attempt at winning a championship, because if he doesn't win in California this year with the Lakers, because he's been with the Lakers 5 years and he hasn't won a championship with the Los Angeles Lakers. So if he doesn't win the championship this year, I think they're going to trade him to somebody else, because he's going to need to go back and play for Cleveland or play for Miami or play for the Suns, the what's the Suns, the Texas team, Seattle, no, what's their team in Texas? They're the Suns. They're the. Oh,
are you talking? You said the team in Texas. Are you talking about the Suns? Or are you talking about a team in Texas?
The team in Texas, the San Antonio Spurs. That's what I want to say. Yeah, because he won a championship with San Antonio. So he won one with Cleveland. He won one with San Antonio. And he won a championship with the Miami Heat. So he's had three wins with three other teams. But he came to Los Angeles to win with the Los Angeles Lakers. And he brought all of these all-stars with him. And every year they've run into problems. LeBron got hurt. He was on the sideline. He had injuries, so he didn't play good throughout the season. And they didn't never make the playoffs. So now he's healthy, and he's having a chance to play on a winning team. He pulled in a lot of veterans to play on the Los Angeles Lakers now. So we'll see if he can put the team together and he can captain a championship team. Because if he doesn't win this year, I think they're going to trade him, because he's going to be old. He's 38, and he's been playing in the NBA since he was 18. He kind of did a Kobe Bryant. He came to the NBA at 18. So he's been in the NBA 20 years. So if he doesn't win a championship in Los Angeles, then I think they're going to trade him to somebody else and get the money, because he's an all-star, and he's going to be valuable on the trading block for them to get a lot of money for trading for him. If he doesn't win a championship in Los Angeles this time around. So I'm hoping that LeBron bring a championship to Los Angeles this year. They need to win, because they got all these all-star players, and they need to win the championship this year, because the Lakers haven't won the championship in like 10 years, and that was just the last time Kobe Bryant was a Laker. They won the championship. So I'm saying that he needs to do something this year. He needs to win the West, and then they need to go ahead and win the NBA championship so Los Angeles can get another win, because they got LeBron James in L.A., and they should be ready to win a championship with the king. He's the king of basketball, and he needs to win a couple of championships so he can be up there like the boy from Chicago, the Chicago Bulls.
The boy from Chicago?
Yeah, the boy from Chicago. He won 6 championships. So he's won more championships than a lot of people in the NBA. So LeBron needs to, if he's the king, he needs to start winning some more championships. Because Kobe and Magic got 5 championships each. So if LeBron is really the king, he got to step up and claim his crown. Because everybody always talks about MJ. They're saying Michael Jordan is the best basketball player in the NBA. He was the best player. But now they're saying LeBron James is the best player. But LeBron only has 3 championships. And Kobe came in out of high school. He was 18 when he came to the NBA. And he's won 5 championships. So LeBron's got to get on his horse, and he got to win some championships if they're going to call him the king, if he's going to earn the title to be the king, even though he has the most points that's been scored in the NBA. He's the scoring leader right now. But he's not the 3-point champion, because the guy from San Francisco, the Golden Gate Warriors, Steph Curry has the most 3-point shots in the history of the NBA. He's made the most 3-point baskets in the NBA. So LeBron's got the most points scored. He outscored Kareem, because they said Kareem was the scoring leader in the NBA. But now LeBron James has scored more points than Kareem, but he doesn't have more championships than Kareem, because Kareem got 5 championships. So we'll have to see if the king, LeBron James, if he scores another championship for the Los Angeles Lakers this year. So I hope he does. Because we need another championship in Los Angeles, because we have the basketball dynasty in Los Angeles. We almost have the most championships in the NBA, because Boston Celtics got a lot of championships, and the Chicago Bulls got a lot of championships, and the Detroit Pistons got a lot of championships. So the Lakers, I think we're like in second place behind the Boston Celtics. I think Boston is still ahead of us with NBA championships. But you can check that if you want to go online to check to see who, what the order of championships in the NBA. I'd like to hear what the order is. So if you can pull that up online, yeah, let's talk about that. Tell me who has the most championships, and then who has the second most, and who has the third most championships in the NBA.
Are you talking about the teams or the players?
The teams. The teams. Because I think Boston, they got a tradition. They've been winning championships since, like, back in the 40s. They won the championships in the 40s and the 50s. Because they're an old franchise. They've been in basketball for years. So I think they have the most NBA championships. And then I think the Lakers are second. And then Detroit is third. And then I think Chicago is fourth.
Well, the Lakers and the Celtics are tied for first in terms of number of championships. They both have 17 championships.
And, okay, 17, yeah.
Yeah, and they're way ahead of everybody else because after them is
right.
The Golden State Warriors with 7 championships.
Yeah, they just got their championships just within the last 10 years, Golden State Warriors. They didn't win anything before the last 10 years. Okay, and who else?
The Warriors are followed by the Chicago Bulls with 6 championships.
And they have 6. Yep, Jordan got all 6 of those championships. Yeah, so he got the most rings in the NBA. Michael Jordan does. All right. And who comes up to Chicago?
You want me to keep going?
Yeah, yeah. Who's after Chicago? As you said,
the San Antonio
Boston
Spurs have 5 championships.
Oh, the Spurs got 5? I wonder how many they got with LeBron, because he played for San Antonio. So he might have got 2 championships with them. Okay, so San Antonio got 5. Chicago got 6, and they got all 6 of theirs with Michael Jordan. Yeah. Okay. So San Antonio got 5. And who else?
After the Spurs, it's a 3-way tie between the Miami Heat, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you know, the 76ers had Allen Iverson. He played for the 76ers. And that's why they were winning championships. All right. So Allen Iverson, I think, got 4 or 5 championships. And who did you say after the 76ers?
I said it's a three-way
tie. You said
between
Detroit,
the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Detroit Pistons.
Okay. Well, I already said Detroit, and we just now mentioned the Philadelphia 76ers. And the Miami Heat, oh, they got 5 championships. You said 5, right? That they have all 3 of them are tied.
3.
5 championships.
They have 3.
Oh, they have 3. Oh, okay. And they probably got 2 with LeBron. Oh, so maybe LeBron probably got about 5 championships. Oh, okay. Because he won 1 with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he won one with Miami, and he won one with San Antonio, but maybe he won two with San Antonio and two with Miami.
LeBron is, he might be in the top 10. Let's see. Yeah, he has four championships, but he's not even close to being in the top.
Okay. So he only has four wins. So he needs to win another one this year so he can catch up and try to be close to Michael Jordan. Because they want to say he's the king, but he got to win some more championships. Because Magic got five championships, and Kareem got five championships. So
Kareem has six.
Yes, six championships. Okay. So he got a championship before Magic Johnson came to the Lakers. Oh, that's right. Kareem was playing with Jerry West and Gail Goodrich. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that team there. Yeah. I think they won like three championships before Kareem came out of UCLA. All right. Yeah, so they got all these guys that got major championships, individuals that done pretty well. I think Dennis Rodman got five championship rings. And he wasn't even a scorer in the NBA. He was just a rebound champ. So, all right. Well, that sounds good. So let's see if the Lakers go ahead and win the Western Conference. They beat the Denver Nuggets and go ahead and play in the NBA Finals. I'm expecting that they're going to beat the Denver Nuggets. And hopefully they'll be playing against Miami. And I think Miami can beat the Boston Celtics. I don't know, though. The Boston Celtics have been to the championship game. They've been to the championship in the Eastern Conference like seven times. But they've only won a championship like three times. So at least three times in the last 10 years. So we have to see what happens with them. Maybe they got a good team, a good squad this year, because they got some rookies that are playing really good for Boston right now. So Boston may have a squad that could take them all the way to the championship if they win the Eastern Conference championship. And that means they got to beat Miami. Then they will be reputable in the Eastern Conference. So we'll wait and see what happens with Miami playing the Boston Celtics for the championship in the Eastern Conference. All right, and we're waiting on the Lakers to beat the Denver Nuggets, and they'll be the champions in the Western Conference. Well, all right, that's NBA basketball right now. What?
So,
what did you say, DJ?
I don't know how many of those you just heard. I was naming all the people who have five championships.
I didn't hear that. Who you were naming individuals with five championships?
Yep. Individuals.
Oh.
So okay. did you hear the individuals who have six championships?
No. I must have been talking.
Oh, you didn't. You,
who has?
You didn't hear any of that.
Magic Johnson. Yeah, Magic Johnson and Kareem, I know, they were on the same team. They have six.
No, so okay. So I don't know what you heard, but I'll start with the seven championship. Well, did you hear any of that? Did you hear me say John Havlicek?
No. I missed that.
Oh.
John Havlicek?
Okay.
Playing for the Boston Celtics? Is that?
Yeah, so a lot of the Celtics players have a lot of rings. So Bill Russell is number one with 11, and he got all of his with the Celtics. Behind him is Sam Jones, who has 10, and all of his are with the Celtics. Then it's there's 1, 2, 3, 4 people who have 8 rings. And that's Tom Heinsohn, Celtics, Casey Jones with the Boston Celtics, Thatch Sanders with the Boston Celtics, and John Havlicek with the Boston Celtics. They all have 8 rings. And they're followed by three guys who have 7 rings. It's Jim Luskatoff, who has 7 rings with the Celtics, Frank Ramsey, who has 7 rings with the Celtics, and Robert Horry, who got 2 of his rings with the Houston Rockets, 3 with the Lakers, and 2 with the San Antonio Spurs. They're followed by the people who have 6 rings, and that's Bob Cousy, who got all of his rings with the Celtics. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got 1 with the Bucks, and then 5 with the Lakers. And Michael Jordan has 6, all with the Chicago Bulls. And then Scottie Pippen also has 6, all of his with the Chicago Bulls.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. All right. Go ahead. Who has 5 rings? I know a lot of people must have 5 rings now.
Okay, so I don't know if you, I said Derek Fisher and Kobe all have 5 rings with the Lakers. Steve Kerr, Warriors head coach, he has 5 rings, 1 with the Spurs and 3 with the Chicago Bulls. Ron Harper has 5 rings, 3 with the Bulls, and 3 with the Lakers. Dennis Rodman has 5 rings with the Chicago, 2 with the Pistons, with the Chicago Bulls. Let's see, who else? Magic has 5 rings, all with the Lakers. Michael Cooper has 5 rings, also all with the Lakers. Don Nelson and Larry Ziegfried have 5 rings, all with the Boston Celtics. Slater Martin, who you probably never heard of, has 5 rings, 1 with the St. Louis Hawks and 4 with the Minneapolis Lakers, and those are all in the 50s. And then Jim Pollard.
Yeah.
Who has 5 rings with the Minneapolis Lakers, and George Mikan, who has his rings all with the Lakers, the Minneapolis Lakers. And then I said there's a whole bunch of people who have 4 rings. A lot of them you probably heard of some of them. Shaq has 4 rings. Steph Curry has 4. Draymond has 4. Andre Iguodala. And so Draymond, Andre Iguodala, and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson all have 4 rings. They got them all with the Golden State Warriors. LeBron has 4 rings, 2 with the Heat, 1 with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and 1 with the Lakers. And then there's folks like
Manu Ginobili got all his rings with the Spurs. Horace Grant got three with the Bulls and one with the Lakers. John Sally got one with the Lakers, one with the Bulls, and two with the Detroit Pistons. Will Perdue has three rings with the Chicago Bulls and one with the San Antonio Spurs. Robert Parrish got, you know, three of his rings with the Celtics and one with the Bulls. Kurt Rambis has four rings, all with the Lakers. Jamal Wilkes has four rings, three with the Lakers and one with the Golden State Warriors. Gene Gaviria has four rings, all with the Celtics, as along with Bill Sharman. And all of those are in the late 50s, early 60s. Frank Saul, all in the 50s, has four rings, one with the Rochester Royals and three with the Minneapolis Lakers. And Vern Mikkelsen has four rings, all in the 50s, all with the Minneapolis Lakers.
The Lakers have a tradition then. They have a tradition of winning championships. Yeah. They moved from Minneapolis to the Los Angeles Lakers, and they've been winning since they've been in L.A. All right. They've had a lot of good players come through the Los Angeles Lakers.
Bill, and the Minneapolis Lakers.
Yeah. Well, they were, when they came to L.A., they were playing in the Forum. That's when Jack King Cook built the fabulous Forum. And the Lakers were winning in the Forum. So that's the Lakers' history. They started in the Forum when they came to Los Angeles. All right. Wow. I knew the Lakers had a tradition of winning championships, but Boston is leading the way with most championships. So their history is deep. Yeah. They go back.
Well,
The
Boston Celtics and the L.A. Lakers are tied. They both have 17 championships.
Okay. Wow. So they've been winning. Just recently, though, the Boston Celtics have been winning the Eastern Conference, but they haven't been winning the championship. They've been getting beat by the Toronto Raptors. They got beat by the Milwaukee Bucks. They got beat by, who else beat the Boston Celtics? The Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Boston Celtics. So, yeah, Boston Celtics made it to the championship game, but they lost. So, the Lakers have made it to the championship, but they've won more championship games than they lost. So, that's good. They have a tradition in L.A. winning the championship. And did you say that Shaq, who was it? You didn't say Shaq. You said somebody had a championship with some other team, but they also had a championship with the Lakers. And I don't know.
Lots of folks.
I don't know. Yeah, but it's one person that, like, he won in Milwaukee or something.
Well, so Robert Horry has seven rings. He has seven rings, and he has two with the Houston Rockets, three with the LA Lakers, and two with the San Antonio Spurs. But also, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has six rings, one with the Milwaukee Bucks, and five with the Lakers.
Okay.
Ron Harper has five rings, three with the Chicago Bulls and two with the Lakers. There's several people who have. John Sally has four rings, one with the Lakers, one with the Bulls, and two with the Detroit Pistons. Horace Grant has four rings, one with the Lakers and three with the Bulls. Shaq has four rings, three with the Lakers and one with the Miami Heat. So LeBron, one of his rings is with the Lakers, but his other three rings,
Well,
he has one with Cleveland and one and two with Miami. So
yeah,
a lot of folks,
LeBron won a ring with the Lakers already. What year was that?
2014.
No. 2014.
2020.
The Lakers won the championship in 2020?
According to the Wikipedia.
Yeah, 2020 is when the COVID, the virus hit, and everybody was playing in the bubble. And the Lakers won the championship because everybody, they didn't go home. Everybody was playing. They were staying in the location where the championship games were played. They all played all of their games in the same arena. And they didn't go home. They just stayed in the arena and played all of their tournaments. Game in that arena, and that was 2020 when they did that.
That's right.
Oh, okay. And the Lakers won a championship in 2020. Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, well, they have won a championship recently. That was before they built the new Staples Center, the new basketball arena in Los Angeles. So the Lakers can come. They moved out of the Forum and they moved to the sports arena where they were playing with the Clippers. And then they moved to the Staples Center where that was their home stadium, and they won a championship at the Staples Center. All right. That's where they got their first win in L.A. during the pandemic. So, okay. You know, Dennis worked in building the Staples Center. Did you know that?
Nope. I did not.
Yeah, he was one of the construction people pouring concrete, and he helped build the Staples Center. And he was working construction at the Staples Center.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, that's good basketball knowledge that we have today. We informed the world about all of the players that have won rings and all of the championship teams that have made one championships. And now we're waiting on the Los Angeles Lakers to to win another championship since they beat the Golden State Warriors. So I don't think the Denver Nuggets have ever won a championship. Did they ever win one?
The Denver Nuggets?
Yeah.
I
don't think they ever won a championship. So this will be their first year making it to the top of the first place in the Western Conference for them to be able to compete for a championship.
Yep, they've never won a championship.
Yeah. So
they're one of 13 teams who've never won a championship.
Really? Wow. And how many teams in the NBA? 30 teams in the NBA?
I think it's 32.
I know it's 32 in football, but I think it's only 30 in basketball. All right. Well, that'd be interesting. And how many?
There's only 30 teams in the NBA, 15 in each conference.
Yeah, right. Okay. And the other team that has a small amount of teams in the pros is the Major League Baseball. They only have, they have 30 teams, I think, 15 in the American League and 15 in the National League. Yeah, I think that's the way that is. And baseball, and I think hockey, if I remember right, hockey only has like 5, 10, 15, it has 20 teams in hockey. That's all they have is 20 teams. If they got 5 teams in each division. Break it down.
Yeah, hockey. Hockey has, they have 8 teams in each division, and they have 2 divisions in each conference. So 8, 16, that's 32 teams.
Oh. Hockey has 32 teams that play for the Stanley Cup?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought they just broke them down into 4 teams per division, and they have 4 divisions.
8 teams per division.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's it. Yep, we can start talking about WNBA basketball. I think they're going to start this month, the month of May. I think the WNBA is getting started. The Las Vegas Aces is the premier team in the WNBA because they just won the world championship last year, and the second place team is who was it? Because both of them are the 2 top teams in the WNBA. I think they were the Capitals. I think they're a team out of Washington, D.C., if I remember right. think they said they're the Capitals. The Capitals and the Aces are the two top teams in the WNBA.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll have to see. We won't worry about them until playoff time starts, and then we can follow the progression as they make the playoffs and they start breaking teams down into who's qualifying for the playoffs. So, and then we can do Major League Baseball, but they don't start the playoffs until September. I think September is when Major League Baseball starts playing in the playoffs. I think they don't start till September. Reggie Jackson was the MVP, Mr. October. So that's when he got all the publicity, hitting all the home runs in October. So that's when the teams started competing for championship position. So we'll see what happens. If I remember right, they had two divisions in the American League, and they had two divisions in the National League, and the teams were playing for position to see who was going to qualify for the top 10 teams, if I remember right. Yeah, I think it was the top 10 teams that played in the major league. So, we'll see what happens in Major League Baseball around the month of August. We'll start tracking the baseball playoffs and see what happens in American League and National League Baseball. Well, all right. That's G-Money Sports Report for today, the day after Mother's Day, May 13th, 2023. All right, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and let's get back to more of the radio show.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club. And she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends.
Today is a celebration to celebrate the life of our mother. At the age of 16, her mother died and left her all alone in this world. So she finished high school, and then she got a scholarship to go to Langston University, where she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha, and she was on the Queen's Court. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
So she graduated from the university and she moved to Los Angeles, where she met my father. And in 1955, they got married. And in 56, she had her first baby. So in 1957, my mother had another baby. He was a preemie, but he survived. And that's me. And I'm my mother's first and oldest child. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
My mother was there all the time. And when I played football at the park, I would get interceptions, and my mother would be hollering, "Run, baby, run!" And my mother sewed an outfit for me. She made a jacket, and she made pants. Maybe 10th grade when she made that. And I was really grateful that she made my outfit. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, Mama was very creative, and she spent a lot of time on her sewing machine. And then she transferred to the IRS, and she became a CPA. She was married for 58 years.
She raised four hard-headed kids who are always getting into trouble.
We love our mother, and we care about our mother. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
The thing that I remember most is that Mom was always sacrificing for us. She always put her kids and her family first before she put herself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She made it possible for us to be involved in everything that we did in our life. She even pushed us when we didn't want to do stuff. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
She got us involved in doing stuff. And that's what I really appreciate about her. Because she always let me do whatever I wanted to do. And she thought it was just the best thing for me to be involved.
She was so supportive, you know what I mean? Like, anything and everything we did, it was just like, yep, Mom is right there with it. Mom, what, how can we get this? Yeah.
Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
And yeah, when I was doing concerts in Compton, I came up short paying my DJ because I didn't sell enough tickets. And Mama came and bought me the money to pay my DJ. I appreciate it, and I love you. And I love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, thank you, Mama. We love you.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama. Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
One day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team. So I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players. Because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field. And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and it's been a minute since we've shared a story, but I wrote a story for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, and maybe get something to snack on while you listen to the story that I wrote for the listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I wrote for our audience, and we'll be back with the song after the story.
went to teaching school to get my teaching credential, and we did a lot of projects in class. We learned how to do language art programs for our English class, and we learned how to do social studies programs and geography for our social studies class, and we learned how to do math equations for our math class, and we learned how to do classroom management to control our students, and we learned how to discipline our kids when they got out of line. So we learned all the techniques that they taught us in school to be a good teacher. Now, you would move from being a teacher after you did 5 or 6 years, then you could move to be a principal or a counselor or assistant principal, and then you could work your way to being a principal. But me, I wanted to stay in class with the students. I didn't want to be a counselor because I didn't want to see students after they got in trouble. And I didn't want to be a principal because principals do paperwork all day. And then they talk to the parents after the kids get in trouble. So that wasn't no fun. So I decided I wanted to stay in the classroom. That's right. I wanted to be a teacher. And I ended up being one of the best teachers in the school district because I was involved in the kids. And we had all kind of programs that I came up with to help the kids be excited and to help them learn and to help them have fun in school. And I was a coach at the school. So on Thursdays, we would leave the school to go to play other schools. And my kids would get a substitute teacher. And the teacher would come in and take over the class after lunchtime because we left at 1 o'clock to go to the away games at the other schools. I would leave at 1 o'clock, and I'd tell my kids, all right, you guys have a substitute teacher today, so you better be good because I want him to tell me good things about my class. I don't want him telling me any bad news. All right? Okay. Do I get an okay from everybody? And they go, okay, Mr. G. I said, all right, that's what I want to hear. I want to get an okay, an all right. You're going to be good today. And I would leave. And then I'd come back to school on Friday. And if my kids behaved real well, we would have a party. Because most of the time, my sports team, they won. At least my girls' basketball team did. And my baseball team was exceptional. But my football team needed some work. But I still had a party for my class, even though my football team was getting blown out. They got beat 40 to nothing, 38 to nothing, 56 to nothing. We couldn't barely score. We didn't have no kind of talent on my team, but I had all Mexicans. Not that Mexicans aren't good football players, but they're just slow. When you're playing flag football, you got to be fast. You can't play football if you're slow. So my kids were big, but they didn't block, and that made a problem. And then they couldn't run real fast, so that was another problem. So I had all kinds of difficulties with my football team. And all of the star positions, like my quarterback, was a black guy. And my two ends were black guys. And my two halfbacks were black guys, but the rest of my team was all Mexicans. And we were big, but we were slow. So I had to run an offense that was throw the ball downfield offense. And we ran a couple of pitches, but my running backs had no blocking because the big guys couldn't block too well. So they were running into a wall when they were running the ball. So we didn't get many yards running the ball. We had to throw the ball downfield. And my quarterback wasn't very accurate. He was throwing interceptions every other pass play. He would throw an interception. So that was the downfall of my football team. But my basketball team, my girls, I had an all-black basketball team. I didn't have no Mexicans. I didn't have no Asians or no Chinese on my basketball team. I had all black women. And my girls were tall, even though some of them were short. And I tried to cut them off the team. But their tall girlfriends came and protested. How come she can't play just because she's little people? And I'm like, because she's a little person. She can't play basketball. And they say, oh, that's not right. She should be able to play because she's little. That doesn't stop her from being a good basketball player. And I go, okay, I'm going to let them on the team. And then I found out the girls couldn't catch, and that was a problem. And then they couldn't dribble, and that was a problem. But they were little, but they could get in your face. So they played good defense. They would go head up with the biggest girls on the team, and they would play defense. Boy, they'd have their arms up, and they'd be jumping in front of people, and they'd be making other girls mess up with their dribble and stuff, and they'd steal the ball. Now, they couldn't dribble, so they'd steal the ball and then pass the ball to another girl that could dribble. And so that's how my basketball team played. They played good defense, and then they got the ball on steals, and they ran and gunned. They dribbled the ball up court and shot it as soon as they got across the half-court line. The girls started shooting, and everybody crashed the board. I said, everybody crashed the board. That's how my girls were. They were really good at crashing the board. And we had a running gun offense. Oh, it was pass the ball, get it to the dribbler, and the dribble with the ball, get the ball to pass half court, and she would pass the ball to a shooter, and a shooter would shoot the ball, and everybody would crash the board. Yep, that's how we played. We were a running gun offense, and we dribbled the ball, passed it up court, and took shots. And everybody crashed the boards. And we got the rebound, and we shot the ball up again. And we missed it, and we got the rebound, and we shot the ball up again. And we missed it, and we got the rebound, and we put the ball up again. And I was on the sideline dying because we took 5 or 6 shots at the basket and didn't make a point. And the other team would get the ball, and they'd go back down the field, down the court, and we'd run back to play defense. Oh, man, my girls were running and gunning, except they weren't making many shots. But they were shooting the ball a lot. And if they hadn't missed all the shots that they missed, and if they had made more shots that they shot, we would have been in the game. We only lost 3 games all year. Out of 8 games, we lost 3 games. So we went 5-3. And the 3 teams we lost to, one was the championship team that went undefeated, and the other team was the second place team that won all but 2 games. And the third place team was a team that won all but 3 games. So we were 5-3, and we had a good team. And my girls played real tough. and the games we lost. We lost because the girls were shooting the ball over the basket instead of banking it off the square and banking it in the basket. They tried to shoot the ball in the basket directly. And you can't score like that. You have to shoot the ball in the basket. You got to bank it off of the square and make the basket. And they didn't do that. They were shooting the ball over the basket. And from one side of the basket to the other side. And then we'd get the rebound and shoot the ball up again. And they'd shoot it over the basket to the other side of the basket. Like they were playing volleyball from basket to basket. I couldn't understand what was going on. I'm like, come on, make a shot. Make a basket. What the hell is going on? Why are you missing these baskets? And you're right there at the basket. You're 2 feet away from the basket, and you're missing the basket. I was like, man, I was getting sick. It was killing me on the sideline, because I wish I was out there and I could make it for them. But they got to make their own basket. So, man.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Bum, bum, bubba-dum, bum, 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 bubba-dum.
Stand up and scream. Stand up and scream. G-Money's a pimp. Got a plan. Made the man. Big booty girls rule the world. G-Money's got girls all over the world. G-Money got holes in all area codes. These booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as a day long. I mean, she had fur boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and shout. Stand up and shout. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Take it, big booty girl. Take it, big booty girl. Take it up, take it down. Take it, big booty girls all over town. Check it, big booty girl. Check it, big booty girl. Check it to the left, check it to the right. Check it, big booty girls all day and all night.
She sat up and her big butt just fell out. Boom! And I was like, oh, wait. Look at those big, pretty
titties. Kim got a big old butt. Karen got a big old bug.
Francina got a big old bug.
Lisa got a big old butt. George got a big old butt. Kathy got a big old butt. Cheryl got a big old butt. Big booty girls around the world. Kelly got a big old butt. Simone got a big old butt. April got a big old butt. Elaine got a big old butt. Michelle got a big old butt. Melinda got a big old butt. Monica got a big old butt. All my girls got big old butt.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
wait,
you're looking good to me.
I like to say
that,
because
she had a big juicy
move. Brenda got a big old butt. Deborah got a big old butt. Alice got a big old butt. Janine got a big old butt. Sonia got a big old butt. Nadine got a big old butt. Harper got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old butt. Rose got a big old butt. Wendy got a big old butt. Renee got a big old butt. Diane got a big old butt. Mary got a big old butt. Francis got a big old butt.
All my girls got big old butts. I just look like a grown woman. With big breasts. Big juicy booty. Big legs. And a beautiful face.
I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
Big booty girls run the world. All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls.
Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, this is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's Friday. It's Monday, but it's time to shut the show down, because I got places to go and people to see, don't you know?
But before I get out of here, I want to give a recognition to all of the birthday people that are celebrating their birthday in the month of May. That's right. Mother's Day was yesterday, and I want to say happy birthday to all the mothers that were celebrating Mother's Day yesterday. And I want to celebrate for all of the birthdays for the girls that are celebrating their birthdays today. Well, not just the girls, but the guys, too, that are celebrating their birthdays today on Monday, May 13th. So, DJ Papa D, can you do you have a list of birthdays of the followers of the radio show and my fans and my friends that follow the show?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, May 15th, 2023. Happy birthday to Amaka Okunjiberi. Happy birthday to Royal Jackson. Happy birthday to Deshaun Clemens. Happy birthday to Kimberly Pugh. Happy birthday to Rita Linscomb Nelson. Happy birthday to Tamibra Treadwell. Happy birthday to Latasha Rose Whiting. Happy birthday to Zachary Pinskowski. Happy birthday to Narketa Key. Happy birthday to Sai Arthur Osage. Happy birthday to Jay Beasley. Happy birthday to Rod Mitchell. And last but not least, happy birthday to Malika Rashid. That's it. So we just want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, May 15th, 2023.
Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. But today is Monday, and Mother's Day was yesterday, and yesterday was the 12th of May. So how is today not the 13th?
Because yesterday was the 14th, not the 12th. You got your days mixed up.
Mother's Day was supposed to be on the 12th, though, wasn't it?
Listen carefully. You got your days mixed up. Mother's Day was May 14th, 2023.
Oh. Okay, I thought Mother's Day was on the 12th. I don't know why I got my days mixed up. Okay, so happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on May 15th. Is that right? Today is the 15th of May?
That is correct.
Well,
May 12th is Friday.
May 12th was Friday. Okay. How did I? Oh, I don't even want to think about it. I just messed up on the day. All right. Well, anyway. Wow. I've been wishing people happy Mother's Day all day. And I was a day behind. Wow. That's interesting. Nobody told me that I was wrong. Well, I guess it was yesterday. It was Sunday. So I was right on the day. I just didn't have the date right because I was wishing everybody happy Mother's Day yesterday. And they were all like, thank you very much. I appreciate it. My kids, I hope they remember it's Mother's Day and all kind of comments like that. So everybody was on the right page. Yesterday was the birthday for Mother's Day, but I got the dates all mixed up. I don't know why I thought Sunday was the 12th, and that was Mother's Day. But anyway, happy Mother's Day and happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday this weekend and having a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God have blessed you with a happy day for you to celebrate Mother's Day with your family on Sunday. May it was a happy and glorious Sunday for you. And I hope they recognized you on Mother's Day in church and in your family dinners and all the kind of gatherings that you had to celebrate Mother's Day for this weekend. Because it was Mother's Day on Sunday. And I cried for my mother. And I thought about my mother and all the things she did for me and all the games she came and cheered me on and all the things she did. Like she bought me a motorcycle and she bought me my first car. Yes, my mother was there in the workings of everything I did in my life. And I really love my mother for being there for me. All right, well, I want to wish that everybody has God in their life and that God is blessing everybody on their day of celebration. And may the glory of our Lord and Savior be in their path and be in their everlasting glow of life as they live to live another day. May they have God on their side and give glory to God all day long. And without further ado, I'd like to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Oh, actually, I want to sing a Mother's Day song. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I was a premature baby. I was so small. She loved me and cared for me and raised me till I was over 6 feet tall. I loved my mama. She was my favorite girl. I love my mama 'cause she brought me in this world. When I was in grade school, I was a Cub Scout. And my mother was my den mother. And she helped me with all of my crafts so that I could earn all my merit badges. I love my mama. She was my best friend. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in the world. I play ball in the park, in school, and in the park. And my mother was at all my games. She was screaming and hollering in the stands with all of my fans. I love my mama. She was my best friend. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my best friend. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. She was my favorite girl. When I grew up and I got my first job as a paper boy, my mama bought me a motorcycle to do my job. I threw papers to everybody in the city. I did my job real well. I worked the best that I could do, and I made my mama real happy. She was so proud of me that I was the best that I could be. I asked my mama, what do I say? And she said, say please and thank you every day. And God will take my hand and he'll guide me along the way so that I can be the best that I can be every day. I love my mama. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in the world. I asked my daddy, what do I do so I can be successful and make a lot of money just like you? My daddy told me, boy, get off your butt and go to school. I took their advice. I did as I was told, and I graduated from high school at the top of my class. My mama and daddy came to my graduation, and they were real proud of me because they saw that I was the best that I could be. And then I went to a junior college, and I graduated with two AA degrees. And my parents were at my graduation, and they saw that I was the best that I could be. I loved my mama. She was my best friend. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. And then I transferred to a four-year university. And I graduated from there with two four-year bachelor's degrees. I love my mama. She was my best friend. My mama and daddy were at my graduation, and they saw that I was the best that I could be. I was so proud, and my mama and daddy, they smiled at me. I love my parents. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. They were the best that they could be. I love my mama. She was my favorite girl. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I'm so glad she brought me in this world. I love my mama. She was my favorite girl. I love my mama because I was the best that I could be when I was around, and she did the best for me. All right, now without further ado, let's pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God
I think we should have prayer. And all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.